I'm something like lizard in African desert. I mean, if I speak, I mean, I rarely speak in the conference of Shimura varieties, and I feel a little strange way, because if I speak something about Shimura varieties in a cell theory conference, nobody understands me. But if I speak some cell theory here, possibly nobody understands me, I guess. So what I should do? So I decided to explain something about relation of the theory of Shimura variety and the Iwasawa theory. And the first point is that in a cross field, I mean, if you look at the cross field theory, then you have two aspects, so to speak. The character group of the, for example, the maximal Abelian extension, continuous character group, is in bijection to the character group. This is outing reciprocity. I would probably take infinite, take the finite part, something like that. And this is, of course, given by identity of L functions. And you take a Pontryagin dual, the Galois group is isomorphic to, therefore, you have some geometric sort of expression of the Galois group, like this. This is outing reciprocity law, another incarnation of, course, they are equivalent by Pontryagin duality. But if we want to do something non-abelian in this kind of things, of course, Langrand generalized this kind of thing in a full generality. But if you want to have some sort of geometric way of describing automorphism group of schemes, I mean, you need to use some sort of Tanakian duality, not just a Pontryagin duality. So you could have this side a motivic Galois group, and the other side probably sort of, so to speak, automorphic Galois group. But from the eye of a Iwasawa theorist, it's not explicit enough. Iwasawa theory heavily relies on this kind of expression. For example, you know, DD, you start studying things from Q to Q mu p n, and then you climb up further mu p to the infinity, the Galois group is Vp cross. And originally, the Iwasawa studied some sort of modulus defined, some p-torsion modulus, and then take a limit, projective limit, and he studied this as a module over this group, and somehow tried to classify it. For example, it's a p part of the class group kind of things, or you can do it for some sort of Galois cohomology groups. My point of view is that this, say, this kind of group algebra, he considered to study this kind of module, is actually a Heck algebra of something like that, but you take, you just write this down the same Vp cross, but in a way that you remove the inertia group at p, you have this kind of quotient, and it's Vp, but you have a lot of Frobenius outside p, right? And that gives you an expression of this algebra as a completed sort of Heck algebra. And if you want to do a similar thing in a non-abelian setting, you you really need to have some sort of scheme V such that the automorphism group of V, say over Q, you want to have something like the reductive group modulo the center, the closure kind of things you want. For example, if you take the modular tower, modular curve, then this group is actually GL2 of A infinity removed modulo the center. Something like this. And I actually try to do this type of stuff. Now climbing up this modular tower instead of the cyclotomic tower, you can't find any spectrum of a number field with this automorphism group because this is a locally compact group but not compact. But you can do the same business for V. Say, for example, instead of, you see the P decomposition group inside this automorphism group is basically something like the Borel subgroup times and prime to P level things like SL2 of A, P and infinity removed modulo plus minus one kind of stuff. And so I shrink this, I mean, I would take the tower, P power level tower, so to speak, I have, say, P1j, then you climb up x1p, then x1p to the infinity. This corresponds to, of course, the unipotent radical of this. And try to study the Hecke algebra completed with respect to this tower. You have two things. This side gives so to speak somehow the group algebra kind of things. The other side gives really the Hecke operator outside P. And therefore, the completed things is kind of mixture, but it's still, workable. And out of that, I sort of created periodic deformation theory. Of say automorphic representations away from P. So it might not be so stupid to study what is the P decomposition group for general Shimura varieties, because it gives me some way of guessing how many variables this periodic continuous spectrum would have, and there could be some applications I would touch at the end. Okay, I can do this kind of stuff in general for Shimura varieties of PL type, but just for simplicity, I restrict to the group to restriction of scalar from totally real field to Q of the symplectic group. Later I would probably explain in the general case, including the unitary group kind of stuff. But so F totally real, and I take the derived group G1. So this is the restriction of scalar from F to Q of FP twice N. And inside, I would have an integer ring O. And I would, actually, I want to describe the automorphism group. So I actually need to extend a little bit this group by the automorphism group of field automorphism group of F. So I take semi-direct product, this guy acts by entry on this algebraic group, so you can make it something like that. This I would write G tilde. Okay. So in a symplectic setting, I start with some lattice O to N, and I equip with the alternating form, so the standard symplectic form that giving rise to this group. And as usual, I would think about the symmetric space, so the algebra embedding, real algebra embedding of C over real into the endomorphism of L tensor real. And real, I would say, such that it's a joint, it's complex conjugation, and in this way you can make this a complex vector space by complex multiplication like that. So, or G of R conjugacy classes have just X of H. Of course, I need to suppose that because this is now a complex vector space for given H, you divide L, you get a complex torus, but I want to have this to be a Abelian variety, so I need to put the Riemann form condition that something, this is positive definite, Hermitian form, that kind of condition I need to make. Then, of course, if F is Q, this X is just some disjoint union of ZL upper half space and lower, and this is upper, this is lower, something like that. And in general, it's a product of this kind of stuff. Okay. So by conjugation, the group G of R acting on X, you make the Hilbert Ziegler variety, just G of Q, G of A, infinity removed, times X, and you take the closure of the center. Then, of course, from the right, you have an action of G A, infinity removed. This is the isogeny action I would call. This classifies for the Ruppel, the Abelian variety, class of polarization. This is polarization, but modulo scalar multiplication of all localized cloth, and I would take class. Actually, I'm thinking of the Shimura variety away from P, so I should say SHP, that is SH divided by this action, the ZZP, and that classifies the quadruple. I is an endomorphism embedding of OP into endomorphism of A tensor ZP, and this is of course dimension N times degree of F, something like this, and I would have the away from P level structure, so this is something V P A, this is, no, I'm sorry, L tensor A infinity, P infinity, sorry, the state module tensored AP infinity. So it's something like KT away from PA tensored Q. So this is the projective limit of n torsion point of this abelian variety. So this kind of things, modulo prime to P isogeny, this variety classifies. And in this way, you have actually a model as a sort of a natural or canonical model over Z localized P. And I only actually look at the component, absolutely irreducible component, over the algebraic closure of FP. So I would fix strict tensorization over Q bar. So the W tensor, the W modulo maximal ideal of W is just algebraic closure. I'm basically fixing one place. And I actually consider this is over FP outside P. So SHP tensor W FP bar, something like this. So I pick geometrically irreducible component, say V, you can just suppose that it's related, it's a special fiber of the image of connected component of X times 1 in that complex expression. Then I try to understand this automorphism group over FP bar of this. And of course, you can this right action is just this action is just you bring a lambda bar eta p I eta p. Actually, I can make it tilde. It's an extension by field automorphism group, just by bringing this to a lambda bar I sigma g eta pg, something like that. Here, of course, g is g tilde, and g has a natural projection to automorphism group f, and that kind of things. And in this way, you can let this kind of group act on this stuff. And that action, of course, well preserved in this quotient. And it gives them action on this spin. So, the tilde, a P infinity act. Well, over C, I don't need to remove P, but I remove P now. So what the theorem is, so the P decomposition group is basically the automorphism group of modulo P fiber. So the automorphism group of this one is basically this guy. So I get the same sort of result. That's probably known, but I found fairly easy proof. I can do it within another 30 or 40 minutes. So that I like to present. So the theorem is, so any sigma out V over F P bar is induced by each other A B infinity, or I could actually write this down as G in V, no, G is what? G tilde A B infinity over V Q bar, and sorry, V P bar, sorry, it's a closure and a del, remove that P, with the similitude norm is in the closure of OP plus loss bar, something like this. Of course, in the characteristic zero version of this is classical result of Shimura, and general case is probably treated by Mellon and C. It's a very old thing. I'm still living in the 60s. I'm so young, 17 years old. Okay, so my proof is very low tech, that I only use things in the 60s. Right, so let us try to prove this. So the first proposition I would propose is that you pick that kind of sigma, then the universal abelian variety, you take a fiber at x, so the x, big X over V is the universal abelian scheme. I take the fiber at X. X is any closed point. So X is any closed point. This is isogenous. If you can't prove this, you never prove this, I guess. So that's the first step. And the proof is quite easy. You see, first of all, this V is just a limit. It's a plurality, S running through VS. What is VS? S is an open compact subgroup of G tilde A, I mean, G is okay, P infinity over V Q node. Well, I think, open compact. And VS is the image, so V is inside SH P over FP bar. But you divide by S, so you have its image here. It's like this. And it's a plurality like this. So I just write the Galois group of V over VS to be S tilde. That is a subgroup of S. It's a stabilizer of this guy inside S. And you can then suppose that, because this is variety, so it is defined actually over a finite field. So this, of course, so to speak, some reduced, I mean, the similitude map, so to speak, induce the surjection of Galois group of FP bar over some FQ. This is a stabilizer of the component, geometric component VS inside pi 0 SH over S. No, just S8. Yeah, S, yeah. This kind of situation I'm in. Then you see, I look at the algebraic geometric pi 1 of this Vs at x, and I take its geometric point. This is actually over Sq. And because you have a universal Abelian scheme, and you have that surjection, so you have it is covered by pi 1 of x s, and I'm just dividing x by s, so this is the universal guy over this guy, and I have a zero section at the x bar. You have this, and this is of course surjective. Then of course the kernel is the fiber x s 0 x. And this is a typical exact sequence you can find in SGA 1. It's originally mimeographed node is 60 something. I actually quoted original mimeographed node. SGA 1 is separated in two. And some of the referee complained that he can't find my proposition. Nowadays it is single volume actually, and the number has quite changed. I didn't know. But this is, of course, the state module of this XS, XX, I'm sorry. And actually, the multiplication by integers gives the irreducible etal covering of this guy. And at super singular point, you don't have degree P covering. So this is actually injective. I put zero here because this is sort of additive group. This is exact. Now I can choose S in the following way. Over there. So that, first of all, for sufficient small s, this is et al. Number two, you have that sigma. So sigma S1. S1 is just S intersection G1, a P infinity. It is S1, the DDD, symplectic similitude 1. This is, of course, this is sigma S1, sigma inverse. This is inside the automorphism group you do. S1, I should say that S1 is inside S tilde by basically the strong approximation theorem. And this is still, so that this conjugate is still inside G1 A P infinity over V bar, an image of V1 inside that this you can make by shrinking S1 a little bit, because S gives a fundamental system of neighborhood of the automorphism group. So if you shrink, it still remains inside your isogeny action. And, well, this is actually D1A P infinity modulo plus minus 1, I think. number three. So you have a conjugation map, S goes to sigma S, that is sigma S and small s, the element of S. Inverse sends, so I actually assume that S is the product of a primes L of the local factors, and send isomorphically S1 to sigma, S1L to sigma S1L for all L. That you can also do. Little bit shrinking. Okay. Then I have this exact sequence, and so I replace this by PP. And of course, by the action of sigma, you have pi 1, the sigma s, sigma x star, you get. I don't know whether sigma extends to xs or not, so I don't know whether there's anything here, but I can anyway write down like this. And I have pp x sigma x. I have something like this, exact. I mean, I just fix a path because I rather like to normalize this group with respect to this fixed point. So I fix a path from sigma s, sigma x to x. So I have a natural conjugation map, so to speak. You can bring it here. This is morphism. This, of course, because by zero section, you can bring it to the path here. So you can write down x sigma s 0 x, and you have pp xx, you return to the original position, and there's of course all these maps. Because this 0 x is a section, this is actually semi-direct product of this guy and this guy, so I want to find something like this. The linear map L, if I can find a linear map L such that you, because this acts here on conjugation, I should say that this of course covers S tilde, and any torsion point of abelian varieties gets trivialized over V, so this action on this state module factors through this S tilde. Okay? So this is actually a S tilde module. So I want to have some linear map such that you apply S times X, X is not V, as sigma S LV. I want to have something like that. Of course, you can find such. The point here is that this conjugation map, S goes to sigma S sigma inverse, is a profinite regroup isomorphism. That induces Lie group isomorphism. Not realgebra isomorphism. And this is almost enough. So there you can find out almost enough means that you can find such L. Of course there's some ambiguity, but you just find it out. This is basically the automorphism group of F adderization, P infinity removed over F. This is a strange bud factor. You have a semi-direct product of projective, so the descent, this is just a Z modulo center of a P infinity with this property. Now I choose one prime L. Slide down. So I choose a prime. Different from P. And also I need to remark that the S is over the spectrum of FQ, but you have a section X. So this pi 1 is actually the semi-direct product of FB bar over FQ of the pi 1 of BS but over FQ bar, FB bar of X bar, something like that. You have Galois group inside canonically. So this map, you go and back here, is S linear. Here you let S act naturally. Here you let S sigma act naturally. But S and S sigma is morphic, so you can say that it's S linear. And this S contains the Galois group, so you get the homomorphism. I would just name it, this is iota. So iota inverse L, sometimes I would write just G of sigma inside the Galois group of FB bar over FQ of the Tate module of at L of XL X small x actually. L of X sigma X. But there's the old theorem of Tate of 1966. This is the isogeny you have. Over FQ. So you get the result. So this is the proof. It's very simple. Here's a stupid corollary. First, this automorphism group. This guy is the product over L. Of automorphism group of F localized at L over QL. So it's an infinite group if f is non-trivial. But if you look at this expression, this is an extension of global isogeny at least completion. That's why actually the projection v sigma you have, you project down to out f a p infinity a p infinity, but actually it's inside out morphism of f. Let's factor through here. That's why actually by modifying by this element, this guy acts on your v. So by modifying in this kind of way, you can assume that v sigma is f linear. Can assume. The another stupid corollary is that if you just write isom of V over V S, it's a strange notation, sigma S, to be the phi automorphism of V F D bar, such that it induces the isomorphism on V sigma S. The automorphism of this guy may not extend to automorphism of this one, but it does extend it. Then just this is the definition. Then if any x inside Vs is Zariski dense, then there exists a finite set x0 inside x such that you consider the evaluation map phi goes to phi v, v running through this x0, it's just a product of vs sigma by x0, and this is injection. So the automorphism is determined by the value of finitely many points. The proof is quite easy. You take a universal abelian scheme, then you have C of one differentials. You project it down, the direct image. You have vector bundle here. Then you take its determinant and raise some power, you find a half invariant that I write H. This gives rise to an ample divisor. Right? And because sigma keeps the isogeny class at least the FP bar point, so the sigma D inside the sigma S is again zero over half invariant. So sigma is determined by the sigma star. This upper star, is sigma S L for sufficiently large n goes to m sigma d, h 0, d s, L and d. And this is just a linear map of the global section of line bundles, and it is determined by its value at finitely many points, I could linearize it in this kind of way. Now the final step of the proof. Now almost done. I still have 10 minutes. You see, you have x, x, eta of x, p. You have an isogeny alpha goes to sigma of x. You can choose it so that prime to p. And sigma of x. So alpha applied your level structure. You can write it down as sigma of x with some action of A. And this alpha, you can make it very close to the sigma, at least radically. Right? This basically implies that this is basically, by making this close, this is in G tilde, and actually G, it is linear. So it means A sigma x is x. This is how this group acts. So by modifying by the action of this, you may assume that to replace sigma by A sigma, you can assume that sigma x is x. Now I have still freedom to choose x. I choose it in a way that this endomorphism algebra of CM abelian variety X of X is commutative as a field in tensor Q as a field generated by relative Frobenius. Frobenius that I would write Q's power mat pi. So it is generated by any power, pi to the n, so it's sufficiently generic, simple abelian variety. Then you can further suppose, this x is ordinary. It's probably already, by this condition, not necessarily actually, yeah. I suppose that this is ordinary. Then you look at the V, your V as you take a formal completion around X by Theta-tate deformation space, this is, and then this any isogeny like this, by this process, in this kind of process, induces the endomorphism of this guy, and so pi induce another pi here. This is the relative Frobenius of this, induced by this Vs. And the point here is that sigma is anyway defined by some finite field, so sigma commutes with some high power of pi, so sigma commutes, this things induced by endomorphism, intersection VA P infinity. This is sort of some torus ZP point. And you can further choose so that this field is split, totally split at your prime L, then the point here is that so what I have shown is that for any element t, sigma t, sigma inverse is t. And I know that S1L sigma is inside G1 QL, basically. So by this, T S1L T inverse sigma, because this commute with T is inside G1 QL. But this kind of things, you move around T, generate this group. Therefore, what I found is that sigma of G1 QL is inside, so it is equal to G1 QL. So this G sigma I have originally giving the action, conjugation action of sigma on an open compact subgroup actually gives at least at one prime the conjugation action on G1 QL. So what I have found is that you pick any G in G1 QL and you conjugate it, then you get G sigma inverse G, G sigma, something like that. No, this inverse. In other words, now you replace sigma by G sigma inverse. Then sigma commutes with G1 QL. That's the conclusion. And now the final step. I have 5 minutes to go. So I pick as X. Now I need to have a KK orbit conjecture for this L, and not necessarily your X, but at least one ordinary point. But in this symplectic case, which I already proved this, so I can just choose this is true for L and X. So I take X to be G1 QL of X inside, its image inside VS. So in other words, I sum V, VS, V sigma S is determined by phi b1x, the value phi bmx, bi is in g1 QL. So I'll play again this business of taking isogeny. Now I take this very close to g sigma, so that this A, it is very close, this A commute with, I'm actually only looking at L, I don't care for other place, commute with G1 QL, because I made it in this kind of way that sigma is. So in other words, I write now this A to be B of S, so there exists B of S in G A B infinity such that sigma of X is B S of X, And BS BI left coset is BI BS and right coset, sorry, for all I. Because this is concentrated at L. So only L matters. This implies sigma bi of x. Sigma commute with bi, so you can plug in here. But that is bs of x. Then you use this commutativity modulo s, you get bs bi of x. So by this fact, this implies sigma is equal bs on bs. So what you then you need to do is that sigma is just a limit. You shrink s to 1 of b to the s that is inside the tilde a b infinity. And that's the end of the story. So it would be probably clear that as long as whatever, I need two things. One is strong approximation theorem, it's well hidden, and the other is this Hecke orbit conjecture. Not all x. For one x enough, you have some very symmetric point in your Shimura variety, it works. Then you can prove this kind of stuff, for example, for the unitary group kind of thing. I have still a few minutes. I started a little late, I guess. What's the application? There's many applications of this. I'm living a life of African lizard. I change color all the time. And if you change color, you have a lot of applications. Especially if you find something in Shimura variety things, then you apply it to your cell theory. For example, you consider V, over that you have a Igusa tower. And by the same sort of argument, you can easily prove that the Galois group is GLN of OP. So the Igusa tower is irreducible. Of course, this is known when F is Q by the result of Chai and Faltings. They computed periodic local monodromy at, say, infinity cusp. Any cusp is okay, but then that is actually the result is SLN VP. But you can embed Igusa, the elliptic curves, modular elliptic curves, into the real space, and the elliptic curves ramifies fully at super singular point. So actually, you can conclude that generically the group is like that. That was their proof. If F is different from Q, the local monodromy is something like G in GLN OP, such that determinant G is in the unit group, totally positive unit group periodic closure, something like that. The things here, really you need, at least without much maneuver, I think, is that you really need something like a norm of determinant G is equal to one kind of things you need to get a reducibility. The Leopold conjecture tells you that this is finite index. But it's very easy to create a lot of infinitely many examples that this is non-trivial. So this argument not immediately gives the irreducibility. And so this is one application. You can do it, for example, UNN type of group, or SUNN. Then here, therefore, you have a Q expansion principle, so to speak. And Eisenstein series of Ziegler type parabolic group was meticulously computed by Shimura. So you can create the Eisenstein measure. Using this Q expansion principle, then you evaluate this Eisenstein measure in a very symmetric point, then it is you basically get UNN function value. This is another result of Shimura. So you can construct UNL function is basically GL NL function after base change to imaginary quadratic field giving this UNN. So you get a lot of periodic L function. And then you try to study your several theoretic things of this periodic L function, try to compute the new invariant of this L, try to compute the non-vanishing modulo P moving around the automorphic L function, moving around the conductor of automorphic representation, probably some L power thing. That's probably doable now, although I don't claim this yet. This is just the first step. And there is some sort of applications. That's the end of the story.